Welcome to Dinosaur PT Radio with your host, Dr. Rebecca Talmud. This is the inaugural podcast of Dinosaur PT Radio. We hope to be your source of information on gross motor development, common pediatric conditions and diagnoses, and offering helpful tips and tricks to keep your child moving and having fun. A bit about me, your trusty host. My name is Rebecca Talmud, and I'm a pediatric physical therapist and the owner of Dinosaur Physical Therapy, a private practice based in New York. I received both my undergraduate and doctoral degrees from New York University. Go Violets! I'm also the proud wife of a brilliant emergency medicine physician, Rory, and the mother of an adorable and rambunctious 18-month-old son, Abe. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy our first episode, Tips to Encourage Independent Walking. One of the most common requests I receive from families is how to encourage independent walking. Once that year birthday mark passes, it seems our new parent anxiety reaches its peak. Questions from family and friends: so, is he walking yet? Has she taken her first steps? One of the first reassurances I can give families is that motor milestones exist on a continuum. Each child achieves these skills at their own time, in their own way. Though we learn motor development from textbooks, positing neurodevelopmental theory to explain skill acquisition and motor patterning, the manifestation of this progression takes on distinct characteristics when we look at each child as a unique creation. There are differences in personality. Some children are always seeking, searching for new sensory experiences, investigating each new noise, new scent, new image. Other children are happy to be more sedentary, allowing the objects and people in their life to come to them, engage with them on their level. And sometimes we as parents and caregivers need to encourage a bit more exploration to facilitate not only motor development, but language acquisition as well. Tip number one, encourage barefoot exploration as much as possible. Allowing the child to experience different tactile surfaces along the plantar surface of their feet, or the soles of their feet, will allow for the recruitment of intrinsic muscles, which comprise the eventual development of arch support. Barefoot standing and navigation also promotes more natural weight shifting and weight bearing, which helps the child build both static and dynamic balance, necessary for independent walking. So, take off your shoes and socks and join in the barefoot walking. On grass, sand, padded mats, solid floors, the possibilities are endless. Tip number two, move everything from the floor to different surfaces around the play space. Choose different heights, different placements throughout the day. Determine the objects that are the most motivating for your child and make those objects the most challenging to reach for. Tip number three, encourage the child to reach overhead and squat down low for motivating objects. Whether it's popping bubbles, tossing a balloon back and forth, or throwing a ball into a basket, this will promote less reliance on upper body external support. As the child reaches away from outside support, they will activate their own base of support, engaging dynamic balance reactions, promoting trunk strength, and weight bearing through stable lower extremities. Tip number four, encourage bimanual work. That's using both hands together. Again, we are taking the focus away from that external support your child has been relying on. Offer an object which requires your child to use both hands to manipulate and carry along. Promoting standing and walking while the child is holding an object with both hands will discourage reaching for support and encourage more activation of trunk and lower extremity muscles. Whether it's a musical toy, one for each hand, of course, a large stuffed animal that requires both hands to hold, anything that motivates the child and requires both hands to be engaged and active so that the child's trunk and lower body are called upon to maintain balance and provide stable support. Tip number 5, encourage transitions. Many of our little ones are pulling to stand using their upper body more than their lower body. We can encourage other means to rise to standing. For instance, sit to stand transitions from a low bench, a cube chair, or foam roller, promoting their knees over toes pushing up into standing, as opposed to using their upper body to pull to stand. There's also the floor to stand transition, rising from the sitting position to tall kneel, to half kneel, to standing. This promotes the development of trunk and lower extremity musculature. Tip number 6, introduce the idea of dynamic support. Pushing a weighted shopping cart, a toy car, a swing in a park, a large therapy ball will all help to encourage weight bearing and moving through space. Promoting weight bearing through their legs, weight shifting, and less reliance on stable support as the child has to begin to anticipate the movement and adjust their body accordingly. Tip number 7, encourage climbing ramps, stairs, the slide in the park, all to promote trunk and lower body disassociation and strengthening. Tip number 8, change up the environment. Bring the child to different settings, an outdoor playground, an indoor gym, friend and family's homes. Different settings bring different experiences, new challenges and new incentives to interact physically with their surroundings. A great way to generalize skills and prevent any degree of complacency. Tip number 9, enjoy every moment. Despite being sleep deprived, hungry, and stressed, try to enjoy these moments with your little one. Each skill acquired, no matter how big or small, is a great accomplishment that should be relished and applauded for you and your child. Finally, tip number 10, ask for help. If all else fails, ask for help. As pediatric professionals, we are able to offer other suggestions, activity ideas, and help to assess any potential underlying reason for the developmental concerns you have. No judgments, just helpful suggestions await if you reach out to the right professional. That wraps up our first episode of Dinosaur PT Radio. We hope you enjoyed our 10 helpful tips to encourage independent walking. To learn more, visit our blog at blog.dinopt.com. And if you'd like to speak further or have specific questions for me, feel free to send me an email at info@dinopt.com. Thanks for listening, and look forward to speaking again real soon.